I think I made a statement tonight. You know, no one's ever done that to him. Ex-world champion, only lost once on a cut. And I took him out. I took him out in style. So I think overall it was a statement.
That's what you wanted to do, wasn't it? That's what you talked about going into the fight. You wanted to put on a show and make a statement to those other guys who are undoubtedly watching tonight.
I did, and you know, I think I delivered. I've had some bad times, you know, but I'm onto a new chapter now. And I told you, I've trained hard. I took myself away from my family home, you know, and I did the business tonight. You know, I've made a statement. And I've arrived, you know, on the world stage.
You feel like you're getting close to 100%. You know, we've talked to yourself, we've talked to Dominic, you know, after that last Carson Jones fight, you're probably about 78%, were you? Do you feel like you're back to 100 now?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, there's definitely room to improve, you know, on many things. You never stop learning. You know, I learnt something new tonight, not to take the eye off the ball. You know, I got caught with a good shot, but recovered and, you know, took care of him, so... You know, you never stop learning, ever stop learning this game, you know. Even the top out there, top, them who you think's got it all, they're still learning. But, you know, I'm pleased with the performance.
And it was good when you got that shot. You mean, you didn't let it get to you, did you? I mean, you could see the look on your face was like, I'm going to have a go back now.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I kept composed. Been doing this 18 years, and you know, I dealt him down after that.
Did you know, sort of in that third round, that it was coming, it was going to be over quite quickly?
You know, once I hit him the first time, I knew that it will. You know, when I'm ready, it can be it again, and I've got the power to do that. Accurate power. Beautiful combination.
What about that crowd tonight as well? They give you a fantastic reception, didn't they?
Oh, awesome! Awesome reception. You know, the Sheffield fans are awesome. You know that. You know, they really fired me up. They really fired me up. I love boxing at Motorpoint Arena, and I love bringing the fans out.
Yeah, Sheffield loves Kelbrook, don't they? I mean, we go to a lot of fights. We went to Hull, you know, a few months ago now, and that atmosphere was all right. But it's nothing like tonight, was it? When Kelbrook's fighting in Sheffield, the people turn out.
When I box in Sheffield, the people turn out. It were electric tonight, not like the last show in Hull. You know, I've arrived back home and they come out in the masses, and I appreciate that. And it's been a great night. You know, it's been a great night. So I have to look back at the performance, but I'm pleased with it, I think.
You know what immediately happens is that people say, what's next for Kelbrook now? And there's a lot of talk, isn't there? Khan, Broner, world title. What do you want? If it was down to you, who would you fight next?
I just want the big names, honestly. Unfinished business with Devon. Khan's been going on, and this Broner, this new character, you know, both unbeaten, it'd be a mega fight, and they're the fights I want to be involved in, so they're all up there.
And as much as the Khan fight and perhaps the Broner one as well would make you a lot of money, you really want to be Kelbrook world champion, don't you?
I do want to be world champion. I want that, you know, the IBF strap around my waist. I've always wanted to be a world champion, seeing so many come through the gym, as in Johnny Nelson, you know, Junior Waiter, Naz, you know, they've come through the gym, and I want to, you know, lead the way now.
And just to finish, Eddie mentioned that if it was Broner that was next, potentially a fight that would take place at Bramall Lane. How good would that be to fight in front of the, you know, at Bramall Lane, in front of the Blades fans, at the home of the Blades?
It'd be unbelievable for me, but my uncle, you know, Johnny Brook, he's so passionate, and you know, it'd be his dream come true. You know, it'd be a very emotional that night, and I'd love to give him that. So, you know, if I'd be on to Eddie to get it at the Lane, you know, it's my team, it'd be good.
So even if it's not Broner, one day we'll see Kelbrook fighting at Bramall Lane, will we?
I'll be, you know, once I'm in command, I'll be pressing Eddie to get me on in the Lane, fill it up.